Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe clogging limescale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Limescale deposits block the heating element, and that could be costing you an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove limescale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydraCare, the patented device used worldwide. See for yourself at bestsoftwater.com. You simply clip HydraCare to your main water pipe. HydraCare removes and prevents limescale buildup in your entire plumbing system. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances with HydraCare. Try it risk-free. Just go to bestsoftwater.com. That's bestsoftwater.com. Or call now, 888-883-8187. That's 888-883-8187.
Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Talk, featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you sure you're ready? Well then, great, let's begin. How are you doing, beautiful? I know you are doing marvelous, incredible, wonderful, and feeling fine. Because, see, these are all things that people would use to describe you. You are one of the most magnificent human beings on the planet because you are so loving, giving, nurturing, and uplifting to everyone around you that you make God look great. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! You are a blessing. You are such a huge blessing to me and to everyone. So continue doing what you do. You are appreciated, needed, and vital to this planet. I'm proud of you. Today, we are so fortunate. You know who's back on the show? Our very own special guest star, Mrs. Melissa Haynes. I know you guys love her because when she comes onto the show, you tune in so rapidly to hear what she has to say. She has a blessing and an anointing on her life that is so strong. Woo! We are blessed to have her. And so today we're going to talk about what's on your mind, people. A lot of you said, let's get to a topic that is coming close to home. So Mrs. Melissa Haynes said, Lady Charmaine Day, I'll come on the show and talk to the people about relationships, how to have a relationship that is long-lasting, happy, fulfilling, both for you and your partner. And she's going to walk us through being single, dating, and then having a long-lasting marriage. Because, see, she did all those things, and she is one of the few people I know that has a loving and romantic and very rich marriage that's so incredible. So without further ado, Mrs. Melissa Haynes, my beautiful sister, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. And yes, you are blessed and highly favored. We appreciate having you here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really a blessing. I'm honored to be asked back on the show. So here I am.
Thank you. Ms. Melissa Haynes, you know, just remind the listening audience that, yes, we are sisters in Christ, but we are also blood sisters.
Amen.
We grew up together. You're my younger sister by a year and a half. And so you know when I'm keeping it real and when I'm not, right?
This is also true.
So we are going to have a for real, keeping it real conversation today because this is taboo talk, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, for those sisters and brothers out there who are single, what advice can you give them about getting ready for a good relationship?
I would say, first and foremost, you need to get yourself together. I think that a lot of times we make the mistake of thinking, well, if I just have the right person in my life, then I'll be complete and I'll be okay. And that's not necessarily the case. Although it can be true that you won't necessarily be 100% when you meet the right person. And by that I mean if he or she is the right person, they'll help elevate you to that other 50%. You may come with 50%, and they may bring you to the other 50% so you can be at full completion. But if you can help it, if, you know, God wills it, I would say the best thing to do is to try and work on, you know, self-improvement, and by that, getting closer to God, finding out what your relationship with him is first, and ordering your steps according to his will. That's highly important because all of those things that God teaches you, the Holy Spirit teaches you, will later be used in a relationship and later on into marriage if that's where you're progressing. You can't say that you know everything. I don't know everything. I'm in my marriage now 8 years, in the relationship 13 years. I still don't know everything about my husband. It's a growing process. And then I don't know everything about myself. There's a lot that I'm learning as a new mom, as a wife, as a sister, as a daughter. They're, you know, they're very, it's multi-level and it's multifaceted. So to ask the question about, you know, what should you do as a single person, there's so many levels that you could go to say, well, where do I start? I would say start with God.
Amen. Start with God. You know, let me just piggyback on that. When you start with God, people say, okay, well, what does that mean? Because you got to break it down. Some people are listening, and they don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you start with God, basically that means going to him wherever you take time out to have a relationship and fellowship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and simply say, starting to pray, read your Bible, asking our Heavenly Father to clear out any negative feelings in your heart, your mind, body, and spirit so that you're not carrying any poisonous gas around or any baggage from previous relationships. Because a lot of times we think we're ready to start something new, but we're so hurt and torn up by how the previous person treated us that we would drag that nonsense into the current relationship. So we ask God to clear out our hearts, our minds, and our bodies so that we're free from any toxins from anything or anybody.
Exactly.
And that we have a pure mind and heart. And, you know, you got to believe that God's doing that. Once you pray for that, believe he did it and leave it at the altar.
Amen.
And then, you know, you start getting yourself ready. Let me tell you something. When I was dating, and people say, well, where do you go to date, okay? Let's tell them where you go, okay? Some of the places I was dating was blackpeoplemeet.com. I was on that website. I went on a lot of dates. Some of them were Busta Rustas. Some of them were really nice and beautiful people, and I'm still friends with them today. I went on Match.com. I went on eHarmony. How about you, Melissa? Where did you go?
Well, in the beginning, before all the internet and everything, you would go to clubs and meet people, you know. They buy you a drink or you're dancing and you feel that vibe. And so I don't know if people are still meeting up that way. I know people still go to clubs, but, you know, with the internet, it makes it a little different and easier access, I guess, because you can meet people all over the world in a, you know, touch of a button. So for me, it was, you know, clubs. And then once the internet came, I started chatting. But I like to say that I was on the internet before Black People Meet and Match.com and all this stuff. So, you know, we didn't have all of that. It was mainly just AOL instant messaging and email and chat rooms. So that's how you got to know people. There was, I remember on, what was that? AOL Black Voices. They had a chat room for 25 and up, and then it would be 35 and up and 55 and up and stuff like that. So where I was at that time, I was in the 25 and up range, and I would be in that chat room. And it was just like a lot of fun because on the internet, you can be whoever you want to be. You know, you can have a lot of fun. You don't have to be shy. You can just let yourself go and play. And I thought of it as a nice playground. And so made a lot of friends, you know, male and female. You know, people, we would just talk, and sometimes it would lead to talking offline, and, you know, friendships were made. So when I was doing that and talking to people, eventually it led to meeting people offline. And I remember everyone thinking I was quite crazy because this wasn't really heard of back then. And then,
back then, give them a time frame because they don't know what you're talking
about. This was back in, like, 97, 98.
Yeah, this is pioneer time.
Yeah, so, you know, people weren't really doing it like that. And then you did hear about crazy things happening to people. It was sort of like, okay, you know, this is taboo. You know, somebody could be the axe murderer at the end, this other side of this conversation. So, you know, you just had to prayerfully go about meeting people. And God does look at the fools. Because, you know, there was the potential of danger out there. And I will say that I met, you know, some pretty nice people, but along the way, too, I did meet a couple of knuckleheads. And I would say to single ladies going on the internet, you have to be careful. Because, you know, while, yes, you're in search of love and things like that, it can be dangerous. And, you know, you don't want to lose your life over something silly. You know, love is nothing to play with, and your life is definitely nothing to play with. So I would suggest, you know, getting to know the person, talking to the person for a while. I'm talking about a couple of months. You don't just, oh, I talked to him this week online, and then now I'm going to talk to him on the phone, and now I'm going to go see him, and this is all inside of 3 weeks. No. You know, you really need to give yourself some time to get to know this person because eventually their true colors will come out and then they'll let you know, like, okay, this is who I'm dealing with. I don't need to, you know, make a plane trip to California from New York and get my feelings hurt.
Well, let me just point out, because that's some great advice, that usually give somebody 90 days. 90 days to prove themselves, you know, to show who they are and what they're about. Because, see, in 90 days, a person's true character always comes out. That's why there's probation on the job of 90 days. I'm serious. People can't keep it up for more than 90 days, and it's so true. The other thing I wanted to say is that having a safety net, people, both for men and women, when you're going, when you finally do meet that person, and you go out to the location, calling your friends and your family and saying, I'm going to X, Y, and Z restaurant. This is where I'll be. This is the location. Going and speaking to the owner of the restaurant and saying, I'm here on a blind date. You know, can you please look out for me? Tell your wait staff because if something goes down, we'd be able to call the cops or help me out. So, you know, making sure you have a safety net. I tell all my girlfriends, I am your safety net. You call me when you are going out, okay?
Right.
And I will be there. I will come get in the cab, come and get you and take you home. And my safety net, of course, was my family. They were there for me. And we have a caller, Melissa. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
My name is Raw. Would you like a game of Looky Hit? Looky Hit. I'm looking I'm looking for Sanders.
Nope.
For the man who killed my father.
Oh, this is not, that's inappropriate for the show, but thank you for calling.
Oh, evil! You're mean! I screw Christian!
Oh, man. You know, all types of people want to call.
Jesus.
Yes. Okay, well, Satan, we rebuke you because we were having a good conversation, you know, and somebody just wanted to interrupt something that was helping people. So let's get back to safety net.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know, we give out good information to help people. Okay, so a safety net, like I said, is mission critical when you're dating. So you finally get past that stage and you're in a relationship with the person. You find somebody who you're attracted to, they're attracted to you. And let me tell you something, people, that is so important. When somebody tells you up front, like the caller we just had, I hate Christians, right? Do you believe them or do you not? I mean, if somebody says, I'm an atheist, I'm agnostic, I don't have the same faith as you, do you get into a relationship with them?
Okay, I want to take that on.
Go ahead.
Because here's the thing. With women, because I can speak from this, I'm a woman, and I did the same thing. We tend to think that when a man tells you something that, you know, oh, I can change that about him. I can work with that. I can turn it around if he just gives me some time. And that's not necessarily always the case. In some cases, yes, it can happen. But 99% of the time when a man tells you something like, I don't want to have kids,
mm-hmm.
they really mean that.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to weigh your options very carefully, very closely, because you may be spending 5-10 years with this person thinking that, well, if he sees how good I am, how well I cook for him, how well I take care of him, maybe he can translate that into wanting to have a family with me, wanting to go to church with me. Men are very simple. And not saying that in a negative way, they're simple creatures in that they have a basic idea of who they are, what they want, and what they will and will not do. I have learned this myself. And you cannot force your will onto somebody else. The only person that can change a man's heart is God. So prayer helps, and it definitely works, but don't think that you can change a man in your own strength, because you'll be wasting your time, you'll be wasting his time, you'll be getting very frustrated, and if it's out there in the outset, believe it.
That's the truth, because let me tell you something. Don't be unevenly yoked. You hear that in the Bible, but what does that mean? Don't get in a relationship where the two of you are incompatible and don't have things in common. If you like to pray, and prayer, let me tell you, is an important part of a relationship. A family that prays together stays together.
Amen.
If you don't pray with your husband or pray with your wife, pray with your boyfriend and your girlfriend, then you're missing out on something that is mission critical, because when two people are gathered, Jesus is present. It's a biblical principle. And being able to lean on each other spiritually, you know, not just physically, is important and vital to the success of any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that in a relationship, you're missing something that's so precious.
Amen.
So make sure you, when you're choosing people, that you find somebody who's going to pray with you, who's going to stand by you through thick and thin, not just through the good times, because the good times is easy to be there. But how do they act when something hits the fan? You know, it's really good to see, like, when a major problem goes down in your family or with your friends or with you, how that person, your significant other, treats you. Are they loving you and liking you and lifting you up and treating you with respect and helping you and holding your hand and being a strong tower, or are they walking the other way and saying, let you deal with it, and that's your problem, or they don't show up and they leave you all alone?
Amen.
Okay. So now that we covered some of the basics of singlehood, we want to tell you the joys of once you get together, how to keep the flame going in marriage. And I want to go to a subject matter expert on that. Ms. Melissa Haynes.
Yeah.
You really do a good thing, because I observe you, how you really make sure your husband is loved and spoiled. And tell us how you have kept your relationship going for 13 years and 7 years of marriage. Well, that's a long
time. 8 years of marriage.
8 years of marriage, I'm sorry. 8 years of marriage and 13 years of relationship.
Okay.
She's like, get my number right. All right, go ahead.
Get it together.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, though, I want to say it's easy to love someone, you know, as hard as you want to when you feel that being reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
If the man is not meeting your needs, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, it's kind of hard to keep pouring yourself into someone and not really receiving it back. So I think Fred, who's my husband, I think he makes it very easy for me to do what I do, because he's done so much for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we met, you know, I wasn't at my best mentally. And, you know, he helped me through a lot of problems and issues. He's very patient and kind. And I'll never forget that. You know, like you said, Lady Charmaine, that it's very easy for people to be around when the good times are rolling. But when all the fun and, you know, hubbub is gone, you know, who's left standing beside you? When you're going through problems and you're crying every night or you're having nightmares, who's there to comfort you? So, mm-hmm. you know, it's not about just the blush of romance. It's about being a friend to someone, being a supportive network for someone, being, you know, what they need at that time and in that space and in that moment. And we have that. And I'm thankful to God for that. I'm thankful to God for him. Because he really loved me in a time when I felt unlovable. And that I didn't feel attractive. I didn't feel confident. And he helped elevate me to be the woman who I am today. I can say that. And not flinch and think like, well, you're pumping him up too much. No, I'm not, because I know where I've come from, and I know where I am today. So to keep something like that going, you have to give back. When someone, you know, and it could be the other way around. It could be a woman loving a man who may be out of a job, and she's taking care of him and she's being supportive. That man needs to turn around and respect that woman, give her that ring, elevate her up, because she was the one who was there when all else failed and was by his side. So, you know, it needs to be reciprocated. It can't be just, oh, I'm going to keep taking and taking and taking, because men will do it and women will do it. And then when they get to the point where they're, you know, satisfied with themselves, they run off and think, well, now I'm good enough, I can get that other dude. It's you know, the grass is greener on the other side. And then when you run over there, you quickly find out that, oh my God, what did I do? I had such a good thing and I blew it and I didn't even know it. And that's a lot of people today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I would say is you have to respect one another. You know, you have to, you can't be arguing and calling each other outside of their names. You can't do it, and you're not supposed to. As husband and wife, you know, you need to come together as one under God. You know, the man is supposed to leave his family and cleave to his wife. The two are supposed to become one, and you are. You know, we love our families, and that's great, but they don't take higher priority than the family that you just created. You know, there are a lot of things that you could talk about, but if the respect isn't there, you're not going to get very far. It's not going to last very long. Hello?
I'm here. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I wanted to add to that is that you're right about respect and uplifting the person and loving them and caring for them. And, you know, going above and beyond to make them feel special and loved and, you know, caring about their interests. Like, one of the things that I found interesting was when I got married, me and my husband, we would sit down as a family and do things together that I didn't do beforehand. Like, he likes watching basketball. I said, if this is going to be something that you're interested in, teach me so I can enjoy it with you. And he did. And now I love basketball. I love sitting there and rooting for the game or cheering, I don't know the right word, cheering for the people. Mm-hmm. And I got all upset when the playoffs happened because then afterwards it was like, no more basketball. Now I love me some basketball, okay?
Okay.
And it's just like, okay, you know, he just awakened in me a love for something that he was passionate about. And supporting somebody for their dreams and their aspirations and things that they like to do, you know, is it should feel fulfilling for you too. Mm-hmm. You know, if you really love a person, then you're going to be in love with the things that they're about and the things that they're doing so that you can be a helpmate. You know,
exactly.
So that you can be their cheerleader, because you know they'd be a cheerleader for you. And like when I write my books, okay, that's a solo project, but when I'm done, I'll go, honey, can you please look at my book? And he'll read the book and let me know if it's good or not. And he'll read it from start to finish. Now it could be as dry as Melba toast, okay, and boring. And he'll let me know. Okay, that might not have been his cup of tea to read a spirituality book, or, you know, in the middle of the day. Okay, but he said, I'm going to do whatever it takes to help my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And supporting the dreams and aspirations of each other is really important. So, and you're right, it's not just about romance. We could talk to you about loving and liking them and spoiling them with the bubble baths and the candlelight dinners and going above and beyond and doing such wonderful things. That's what everybody else would tell you about. And you're right about that, Ms. Melissa Haynes. You were so right to say, no, it's about the nitty-gritty.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you for that. Thank you for keeping it real. And that's what I wanted, us to keep it real and have a good conversation. And this conversation was so deep that the devil tried to interrupt it today.
Good Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got some good information going out.
Mm-hmm.
So we are at the end of our show. Can you believe it?
That was quick.
It was quick because we had some good stuff.
That's right.
We're going to have you come back because there's so much more on this topic. I mean, we barely scratched the surface. Can you come back and talk to us some more?
I sure will.
Okay, we definitely will have you come back and follow up on this. And to the listener of Taboo Talk, first of all, let's just give Ms. Melissa Haynes a round of applause. Yay!
Thank you.
She was such a great guest. Thank you. We appreciate you coming back. We're always enlightened and uplifted by your testimony and your preaching and teaching to us. You are so gifted and anointed. We learn a lot from you, and people appreciate you. And I want to tell you, we thank you for coming and sharing, because through your sharing of your knowledge, wisdom, and opinions, you are developing people into being better human beings and better Christians, which makes this world a better place.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. And to the listener of Taboo Talk, you are very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk, featuring Lady Charmaine Day and guest star Ms. Melissa Haynes, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on Mrs. Melissa Haynes and to get in contact with her, Ms. Melissa Haynes, where can people reach you?
You can reach me on my email, which is M as in Mary, IKAZ. 42@AOL.com.
Can you repeat that, please?
That is my email address, which is Micah's 42, which is M as in Mary, I, K, K as in Karen, A, Z as in zebra, 42@AOL.com.
Thank you. And she will get back to you. She's good at answering her emails. And as you can see, she's a whirlwind full of information. So thank you. And if you want more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladycharmainedaye.com. That's LadyCharmaineDay.com. There you can read my monthly blogs, find more information about what I'm doing, join my Facebook fan page, and buy things from the store and make a donation. Also, if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. This ministry thanks you for your contribution, for you tuning in to each show, for you being faithful, loving, and supportive, and for all your prayers and thoughts. Remember, you are special, and goodbye.
Bye.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind.